Linda Cardellini. Italian roots, quiet stardom, and a career built to last. From Freaks and Geeks to Dead to Me, the story of Linda Cardellini's Italian heritage, versatile career, and enduring success in Hollywood. Linda Cardellini belongs to that rare group of performers who can be instantly familiar without ever seeming overexposed. Born on June 25, 1975, in Redwood City, California. She has moved through television, independent cinema, studio comedy, animation, horror, prestige drama, and the Marvel Universe with remarkable ease. Her resume may look effortless, but it is the result of discipline, patience, and an unusual willingness to disappear inside her characters instead of constantly demanding the spotlight. To one generation, Linda Cardellini will always be Lindsay Weir, the intelligent and restless teenager at the center of Freaks and Geeks. To another, she is Velma Dinkley from the live-action Scooby-Doo movies, Nurse Samantha Taggart from or the tender yet deeply complicated Judy Hale from Dead to Me. Movie audiences may recognize her from Brokeback Mountain, Green Book, Avengers, Age of Ultron, The Founder, or Nanas. That range is no joke. Linda Cardellini can be funny, wounded, suspicious, maternal, awkward, seductive, or quietly furious sometimes within the same scene. She has never followed the most obvious Hollywood playbook, yet she has remained relevant for three decades. In an industry obsessed with discovering the next big thing, she has become something more valuable. A reliable, surprising, and emotionally intelligent actress whose presence can elevate an entire production. California beginnings and a multicultural family. Linda Cardellini grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area as the youngest of four children. Her mother, Lorraine Hernan, was a homemaker, while her father, Wayne David Cardellini, worked as a businessman. Her family background includes Italian, Irish, German, and English ancestry, reflecting the multicultural history of many American families. However, the Italian branch of her heritage is particularly visible in her surname and in the pride she has expressed in her family's origins. In interviews, Linda Cardellini has spoken positively about her Italian identity, associating Italy with family, culture, beauty, and, naturally, exceptional food. Her connection to Italy is not presented as a costume she puts on for publicity. It appears instead as part of a broader family identity, one element in the mixture of traditions that shaped her American upbringing. This makes her story recognizably Italian-American without reducing it to a stereotype. She was born and raised in California, yet her name and family history connect her to the long experience of Italian immigration to the United States. Like many descendants of immigrants, Linda Cardellini belongs to more than one cultural narrative at the same time. She is entirely American, but the Italian influence remains part of how she understands her family. Cardellini attended the Catholic St. Francis High School in Mountain View, graduating in 1993. Her interest in performing had started years earlier, from theater student to working actress. After high school, Cardellini moved to Los Angeles to pursue acting while studying theater at Loyola Marymount University. She graduated in 1997 with a bachelor's degree in theater and also participated in a summer study program at London's National Theater. Her education gave her more than a diploma. It provided technical foundations in performance and helped her approach acting as a serious craft rather than a shortcut to fame. The early years in Los Angeles also offered the less glamorous education that nearly every working actor must endure. There were auditions, rejections, minor television appearances, and the constant pressure to remain confident in an industry that can say no 100 times before saying yes once. One wonderfully strange detail from this period is her 1994 appearance as a contestant on The Price is Right. Long before becoming a television star, Cardellini enthusiastically came down from the audience and won a fireplace. It is the kind of story that sounds invented after a few drinks at a party, but it really happened. The clip later became a delightful piece of trivia for fans who knew her only from dramatic acting. Her first important television opportunity arrived in 1996 with Bone Chillers, a fantasy horror series for younger viewers. Guest appearances followed on programs such as Third Rock from Sun, Clueless, Step by Step, Boy Meets World, and Kenan and Kel. She also appeared in movies including Good Burger and the horror film Strangeland. By the end of the 1990s, Cardellini was no longer simply trying to break into the business. She was a working professional with television and film experience, formal training, and a growing understanding of the camera. She was ready for the role that would permanently change the direction of her career. Freaks and Geeks, the role that refused to disappear. In 1999, Cardellini was cast as Lindsay Weir in Freaks and Geeks. Created by Paul Feig and executive produced by Judd Apatow, set in suburban Michigan during the 1980-81 school year, the series followed two groups of teenagers navigating family expectations, popularity, romance, humiliation, and the exhausting process of trying to understand themselves. Lindsay begins the story as a talented student and member of the school's academic team. After the death of her grandmother shakes her confidence in the rules and beliefs she has always followed, she begins spending time with a group of rebellious outsiders known as the Freaks. The role could easily have become a predictable story about a good girl turning bad. Cardellini made it much more complicated. Her Lindsay was compassionate but occasionally selfish, brave but painfully uncertain, intelligent but unable to solve her own emotional confusion. She wanted to reject the identity other people had created for her, yet she was not sure what should replace it. Linda Cardellini captured that contradiction with remarkable honesty. She never played adolescence as a cute collection of awkward moments. She showed how frightening it can be to realize that growing up means making choices without knowing where they will lead. The series lasted only one season, which was a major disappointment for its cast and creators. However, cancellation turned out not to be the end of its story. Through reruns, home video, streaming, and enthusiastic word of mouth, Freaks and Geeks became one of the most respected cult shows in American television history. The role still resonates because Cardellini understood something universal. Teenagers are not unfinished adults or simple stereotypes. They experience loyalty, grief, shame, idealism, and loneliness with enormous intensity. Linda Cardellini treated Lindsay's problems seriously, even when the show was being funny. Sometimes losing the ratings battle means winning the long game, and Freaks and Geeks proved it. The art of making small roles matter. One of Linda Cardellini's most impressive abilities is her talent for leaving a lasting impression even when she has limited screen time. She does not approach supporting characters as decorations or devices designed merely to advance somebody else's story. She gives them independent emotional lives. In Ang Lee's Brokeback Mountain, she portrayed Cassie, a waitress who becomes romantically involved with Ennis Del Mar. The movie primarily belongs to Heath Ledger, Jake Gyllenhaal, Michelle Williams, and Anne Hathaway, but Cardellini made Cassie more than a temporary love interest. Her character is lively, hopeful, affectionate, and gradually wounded by the realization that Ennis can never make himself fully available to her. Cardellini gave Cassie humor and dignity without competing against the film's central tragedy. Linda Cardellini later moved between independent films and unconventional studio projects. In Return, she played Kelly, a National Guard veteran struggling to adapt to ordinary life after a military deployment. The character returns to a familiar home only to discover that she no longer feels at home there. Cardellini's restrained performance avoided dramatic clichés, earning her a nomination for Best Female-Led at the Independent Spirit Awards. Her work in Mad Men provided another striking transformation. She played Sylvia Rosen, the Italian-American neighbor who begins an affair with Don Draper. Cardellini entered a series famous for emotional control, visual precision, and dangerous secrets. The performance earned Cardellini a Primetime Emmy nomination for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Drama Series. It also reminded viewers that she could project an adult sensuality very different from the youthful energy of Lindsay or Velma. Private happiness and the strength of staying grounded. Unlike many Hollywood celebrities, Cardellini has generally kept her private life away from constant publicity. She appears willing to discuss certain personal experiences, but she has never made public exposure a requirement of her career. The distinction has allowed audiences to know her work without feeling entitled to every detail of her family life. Linda Cardellini and Steven Rodriguez first knew each other when they were younger and later reconnected as adults. In 2012, they welcomed their daughter, Lila Rose. The following year, Cardellini publicly announced that Rodriguez had proposed. Some online biographies describe them as married, but reliable public reporting confirms their engagement rather than a wedding. Unless the couple chooses to clarify the matter, partner, or fiancé, is therefore the more accurate description. Motherhood added another dimension to Cardellini's life while her career continued to expand. Yet she has remained careful about protecting her daughter from unnecessary exposure. That decision fits her overall public identity. Warm but private, recognizable but not consumed by celebrity. Her longevity may partly result from this grounded approach. She has built her reputation around the work rather than scandal, relentless self-promotion, or a manufactured public character. Hollywood often encourages actors to become products. Cardellini has continued to behave like an artist. Final thoughts. A career that keeps growing. Across more than 30 years, Linda Cardellini has portrayed teenagers and mothers, nurses and lawyers, mistresses and mystery solvers, ordinary women and residents of superhero universes. She has honored her multicultural American background while expressing pride in her Italian roots. More importantly, she has repeatedly discovered complexity in characters who might have appeared simple on the page. Hollywood careers can burn brightly and disappear almost overnight. Cardellini's career has achieved something more interesting. It has deepened. Each decade has introduced a new audience to her work, while earlier performances continue to attract viewers. Someone who discovers her through Dead to Me may travel backward to Freaks and Geeks. A young fan of Velma may later encounter her in Brokeback Mountain or Mad Men. What makes Linda Cardellini truly remarkable is not simply the number of roles she has played, but the humanity she has brought to every one of them. After more than three decades in Hollywood, her career is not fading, it is still evolving, surprising audiences, and proving that quiet talent can leave the deepest mark. Post views, 77.